is Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice. And now your host, the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith.
This is Jeff Smith, and this is Rogue Talk for February 3rd, 2017. Thank you for joining us. The phone number here is 541-299-0498. That's 541-299-0498 if you want to participate in the program today. And any callers that we get today, we do have available for you tickets for the there'll be a show on March 16th at 5:30. This will be in Grants Pass, and it's called Martin Luther, The Idea That Changed the World. And so anybody that calls in today will get tickets for that show. And so once again, we thank you for joining us. Got a great show planned for you today. My featured guest, who will be coming in just a little bit, Lisa McLeese Kelly, and she's here to talk about their a hunger drive that they do at their business, Kelly's Automotive, with locations in Grants Pass and in Medford. And so we're going to talk to her about what that her hunger drive is about and how what you can do to help. And we may talk about some other things too. Of course, she's the mother of Bethany Kelly, who is a guest on Rogue Talk. And so we may let her get some revenge on Bethany today. So looking over to some of our news in the community, I don't have any real big news stories to share with you today, but some news from the school. The FFA had their district proficiency night and their election of district officers this past week, and Rogue River was well represented there in the diversified crop production proficiency. Michael Howard was the winner from Rogue River. So good job, Michael. And of course, we've had Michael right here on Rogue Talk, the first time that the FFA was on the show. And also, Amber Cripps, who's been on the show a couple of times for FFA, was elected the reporter for the district officer team for 2017-2018. So congratulations to Amber for that. And finally, their advisor, Mr. Herringshaw, was named district advisor. So the Rogue River FFA was well represented at the district proficiencies and elections. So we want to salute them. Good job to the FFA. And while we're talking about FFA, of course, the last time Amber was on was to promote the FFA beef feed and auction, and that is coming up tomorrow. That will be at the Rogue River Elementary School West Gym, or the middle school gym, as a lot of us know it that have lived here for a little bit of time. The silent auction will start at 5. The dinner will be at 5:45, and the oral auction will start at 6:30. And those tickets are available at the door, $12 for the dinner tickets. And I don't have the prices for the, well, auctions, obviously, you have to bid on those. I don't know if they're doing any raffles. I don't see that on here. So, obviously, if you want to participate in the auctions, they'll have a lot of really nice items that you can bid on. So, and I know the dinner has always been good. So, that's tomorrow night, and that is at the West Gymnasium of the elementary school. Another dinner fundraiser we have coming up that I wanted to mention will be the following week. So that'll be on February 11th. And that, of course, is the Crab Dinner. And that is a fundraiser for the Miss Rogue River Scholarship Pageant. And those tickets are $25 in advance. You can get those from Umpqua Bank. I believe Del Rio Vineyard still has some tickets available, or you can get a hold of one of the directors or one of the participants in this year's pageant. And we had mentioned Amber. She's not only involved in the FFA, but she's also involved in Miss Rogue River this year. So you can really support her by going to both of these dinners. And I wanted to make one note. Last year, actually 2 years ago, due to the the changing restrictions on crab fishing and the overall clampdown of many of the fishing markets in Oregon, as well as California and probably Washington too, I would imagine, because I believe some of these are national or, you know, government restrictions from the federal government. But anyhow, the crab market has gotten to be somewhat unpredictable. They don't always know when they're going to be allowed to get out and start fishing. Sometimes it takes a while to settle on a price, and they don't get out fishing until they've locked in a price. And because of that, a couple of years ago, I've acted as the MC for that event and for the pageant for the last couple of years, had a pretty weak fundraising crab feed, mostly because the price of crab was about double what it had been the year before. And it's a lot of hard work from the girls and from the volunteers, and a lot of money gets spent to get all the food and all the things needed to put that event on. And they really didn't make a whole lot of money that year. So last year, we changed the focus of it's no longer a crab feed. Crab feed sort of gives the idea that it's all you can eat, and that's more or less what it had been for many years. But because of the uncertainty of the crab market and the fact that we like to put this on during the crab season so that we can have fresh crab, you know, basically comes to us right from the boats. They throw it on ice, but it's not been frozen. They do throw it on ice and transport it, and we get it about as fresh as we can. But because of the uncertainty of the market and the fact that sometimes we don't know what the price is going to be up until even a couple of weeks before the dinner, we've changed it to a sit down dinner. It's a lot nicer type of a dinner. There's several side dishes, and everyone is served a whole crab. So there's plenty of crab being served, but it's not an all you can eat. And there was some confusion about this, and I understand that if you know you've been used to what it's been for some time, you want it to be the same. But unfortunately, like I said, last year we had to make a little change with that, and we regret if there's been any confusion, but remember, this is a fundraiser, and we want to support those girls that put in all the hard work and all the time to participate in the Miss Rogue River scholarship program. So that is coming up on February 11th, and that'll be at 5 p.m. at the Live Oak Grange. And once again, as I mentioned, the tickets are available at Umpqua Bank. I believe you can still get some from Del Rio Vineyard, and you can get them from the participants or the directors. You can contact me here. I have an in with the directors. So if you would like tickets to the crab dinner on the 11th, you can send me an email here at the station. That would be feedback@ 943thebridge.com. Once again, that's feedback@ 943thebridge.com. And in the subject line, just put Rogue Talk. If you put Rogue Talk, two words, in the subject line, those emails will go directly into my inbox, and I can deal with those right away. And once again, the phone number to call if you'd like to call into the show today, 541-299-0498. And if anyone that wants to call in today, we will be giving away those tickets to the Martin Luther, The Idea That Changed the World. That's coming up on March 16th at 5:30 p.m. So if you've got an opening in your calendar and you'd like to attend that, we'd love to hear from you. So let's move on. Some sports results for the Chieftain teams. The wrestlers had their final home match last night at the high school, and unfortunately, I don't have any results to give you, but I do want to recognize, because it was their last home match, it was senior night, and there were the seniors that were recognized last night were Makai Jacob, Gavin Decker, Cameron Holmes, Johnny Holzman, and Eric Goodbow. So we want to salute those seniors for a great season, and they've still got some stuff to go. We'll talk about the upcoming schedule later on in the final segment. And moving over to basketball, the Chieftain teams, unfortunately, this past week lost all four of their games, all of them against Illinois Valley. We had the rescheduled games for the Chieftains after the Snowmageddon canceled the first round against IV. So those got rescheduled, and unfortunately, we lost all those games. But the best game, really the most competitive game, was the boys game at Illinois Valley on Tuesday night. After one quarter, it was tied. I believe it was either 10 or 11 apiece after one. Chieftains had a 1-point lead at halftime, and then it was tied again after three quarters, but they weren't able to sustain that and ended up losing by 10. But it was a great effort for the Chieftains, and of course they'll be back in action tonight. Their senior night is tonight, and we'll talk about that in the final segment. And a couple more announcements here. I didn't get a chance to compile these, so I'm going to quickly see if I can get these to you here. The next community center dinner will be coming up on Friday, February 17th. And this month's dinner is sponsored by Edward Jones. And almost always the third Friday is the community center dinner. This month's dinner will be barbecued ribs. And the cost is $7 per adult, $3.50 for kids 10 and under. And once again, that'll be February 17th. So we will continue to mention that here on Rogue Talk and keep you abreast of when those dinners are. And let me quickly look here. I think we had another announcement on here, and I'll touch on these again as it gets closer. But the community center is offering some free cooking classes for adults, and that's sponsored through the food bank and also through Access. And that's coming up for six Wednesdays starting March 1st. And those classes will be from 3 to 5. If you want to get more information about that, you can probably contact the community center, or you can contact Diane Ahrens. And that number would be 541-646-0659. And I will try and keep that on my agenda here, and we'll mention that as it gets closer. So that was a couple of events that were thrown on my desk today that I wanted to make sure we got covered. And so that's all we're going to have for this segment. When I come back, joining me in the studio, Lisa McLeese Kelly, and we'll talk about her hunger drive, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your station for Rogue River News, weather, and talk radio that matters. 94.3, The Bridge.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with your NBA action from yesterday. Just four games. The Washington Wizards won their sixth in a row, beating the Lakers 116-108. This is guard John Wall.
We've been playing well. We know they're a team that's been through the process. Like, they're kind of rebuilding, but they play freely, and they have a lot of talent over there, and they have a great coach in Luke Walton that's trying to get those guys to play the right way. And we just wanted to keep the streak going.
Elsewhere, Atlanta beat Houston 113-108, Spurs 102, Philadelphia 86. It was Golden State over the Clippers 133-120. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Flyers 3, Montreal 1, Ottawa over Tampa Bay 5-2. The Rangers needed overtime to edge Buffalo 2-1. Nashville 2, Edmonton nothing. Winnipeg over Dallas 4-3. The Blues beat Toronto 5-1. Chicago 4, Arizona 3. And the Sharks over the Canucks 4-1. This is SRN. Sports. AP Top 25 College Basketball yesterday found number one Gonzaga beating BYU 85-75, number five Arizona over Oregon State 71-54. 13th-ranked Oregon beat Arizona State 71-70. Other winners include number 18 St. Mary's of California and number 24 Florida. Major League Baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals and right-hander Carlos Martinez have agreed to a five-year, $51 million contract extension that buys out his arbitration years and includes two team options. The 25-year-old made 31 starts a year ago, posting a 3.04 ERA and assumed the role of staff ace. Infielder Mark Reynolds has accepted a minor league contract with the Colorado Rockies and will report to big league camp later this month. The 33-year-old Reynolds hit a career-best 282 with 14 home runs and 53 RBI for the Rockies last season, striking out 112 times and 441 plate appearances. This is SRN Sports.
Hello, Kubo. What have you got planned for today?
Come on, this way.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk, and now joining me in the studio, someone I've known for a long time, but I've just more recently kind of become friends with, mainly because we're both Golden State Warriors fans, and also because she's Bethany's mom, and that would be Lisa McLeese Kelly. Lisa, welcome to Rogue Talk.
Thank you.
So I had been seeing some things on your Facebook page about your, and I actually remembered seeing it last year was the first time I remembered, but you and your husband own Kelly's Automotive.
Kelly's Automotive Service.
Mm-hmm. And you have locations in Grants Pass and Medford, is that correct?
Correct.
And you can give those addresses for me. I've got them here, but I'll let you in case I looked them up wrong.
Sure. And Grants Pass is 1661 Northeast 6th Street across from Dairy Queen. And in Medford, it's at 2990 Biddle Road across from Airport Chevrolet.
Okay. And you have a very interesting drive for to help with hunger in the area. Why don't you tell us about how that works?
Yeah, well, excuse me, it's called Wipeout Hunger, and it's something we've been doing. This is our fifth year now. So we ask people to bring in 36 ounces or more of peanut butter, soy butter, almond butter, sun butter, and we will exchange that for a pair of windshield wipers up to $35 in value installed on their car.
Wow, so that's a great way to get that done. And of course, you think peanut butter, that's what sandwiches kids eat and whatever, but peanut butter and other butters are a really great source of protein. And
well,
and on top of that, a lot of the drive, any kind of drive for hunger is helping children as well as adults. Isn't
right.
That's right.
Well, so in Josephine and Jackson County, 33% of the hungry are children. And the butters are easily stored. We don't have to refrigerate them. It's easy for the food bank to hand them out to people. We can even ship them to places like the Boys and Girls Club. You know, the food banks can. And it's inconspicuous for parents to come in and pick up their kids and pick up a bottle of peanut butter. It's really important that we have protein. So most of the food that gets donated throughout the year are the cheap things like, you know, the cheap packaged dinners, the pasta, that type of stuff. We need to help our hungry eat better.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not a huge fitness guy, but I do know the one thing about protein, why protein is so important, is because it's one of the nutrients that we need that we don't store. Some of the other nutrients that the body needs get stored, and so we can draw from those reserves. Protein doesn't get stored, so you have to continually give your body that protein that it needs.
Right.
So they can bring in, what is it,
36 ounces or more
of peanut butter. And mm-hmm. we encourage you to bring more. This is for the hungry.
Absolutely.
You're getting a great service. Now, how do you get some help with those wipers that you put on as far as the cost of those?
We do. Napa Auto Parts is our supplier, and they usually give us like either 25% or 50% off on the cost of the wiper blades, which is very helpful for us. So we're really appreciative to them for doing that. And that's how we can afford to continue to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. And so how long have you been? I've known about it at least the last 2 years. How long have you been doing this peanut butter drive?
5 years. We've given away over 4,000 jars of peanut butter. Every year is a little bit different. Some years we get a lot, some years we don't, but it averages about 1,000 a year. And, you know, it's so important after the holidays are over that the food banks continue to get food. And that's why we wait until after the holidays, because it starts raining in November and people start calling us and going, are you doing the peanut butter drive yet? But we purposely wait until the food banks are starting to run out of food. And that's when they really need this. So if your listeners want to bring in any other kind of protein, of course, we want the peanut butter specifically for the drive for the windshield wipers. But we're always, all year, we're always accepting other kinds of protein. So canned chicken and tuna, beans, any kind of a good source of protein, we love to take it in. We always have a food barrel at the shops. So we're always accepting food.
Now, where did you get the idea for this? Did you see something similar being done, or was this just a brainchild of Lisa?
This was one of my employees said, go take a shower. That's when all my ideas come to me. I'm in the shower, and then that's the only time I have to think, because otherwise, you know, everything else is going on around me. So that's when I come up with my ideas, is when I'm in the shower. And I, at the time that this started, I was on the board of the Josephine County Food Bank. And some of the rations that we were getting from the FDA were pretty silly, like chips and bubble gum. And we needed a good source of protein to feed the hungry children. So I was a little upset, and that's what I was thinking about in the shower, and that's how this came up to me.
Well, that's good. When I need a good promotion, I'll be sure and let you know, hey Lisa, when you take your next shower, this is what I need.
I guess the water coming down didn't hurt to have that idea either, right?
Yeah, well, I get some pretty good thinking done there too. It's a nice relaxing place. You can clear your mind and come up with these great ideas.
Yeah.
So once again, Kelly's Automotive in Grants Pass or in Medford. And this kind of thing, as you mentioned, it doing it now when, you know, everybody thinks about food drives and the holidays, mm-hmm. and turkey dinners and then Christmas. And it's a wonderful thing to continue to promote it and collect it. I mean, the food banks are always, you know, trying to get the word out, but it, when it's people like you, a business and a someone that's a higher profile member of the community, and I don't mean to put you on a pedestal, but you're involved in things like Rotary, and you're involved in a lot of things. You've been on other radio stations promoting this, so it's nice to have somebody that's getting some attention to get the word out there that these, you know, the food banks need food year round.
Right.
And so I definitely salute you for that. So once again, those locations, 1661
Northeast
6th Street in Grants Pass, and 2990 Biddle Road in Medford. Is that right?
Yes.
And so that's going on until February 10th. You can get those wiper blades put on. Those are installed by the great people at Kelly's. With a donation of at least 36 ounces of peanut butter. So I would definitely suggest you get out there and take advantage of that. And not only that, but Kelly's Automotive has won the best shop in the area for how many years now, Kelly? Lisa.
So from the Mail Tribune, won Best Auto Repair Shop in the Rogue Valley for, I think it's 6 years.
I think that's what I saw.
I think it's 6 years. It's terrible. I don't know why I'm losing track. But so we've been in the top 10, I think, for 8 years. I mean, top five for the last 8 years. And then 5 years in a row. And then we skipped a year. We were number two. And now we're back to number one again. So we're really blessed.
Yeah. And I can tell you, as someone who's self-employed, you don't necessarily get that recognition because you have the best mechanics in the world that do the best work, although I'm sure you have great mechanics and they do good work.
Ew.
But you get that because of the way you do business, and that translates into your people want to serve your customers because you're treating your people right and you're treating your customers right. It's kind of a, you know, I don't know.
Well, for us, our secret is we put God in the center of our business, and that's what makes it go. period.
Yes, and I would agree with that wholeheartedly. But I've seen the results of that. I don't pretend to always be the best landscape maintenance guy in the valley. In fact, I'm sure that I'm not. But my customers are loyal, and they refer people because of how I treat them, not always because, I do provide good level of service, but I treat them well.
Right.
And I go over and above whenever I can. And so I know for you to get voted as the best shop, you know, for all those years, you guys are really going over and above. And I think this hunger drive is a perfect example of that.
Oh, thank you.
Are there any other, do you guys participate in any other charity things like this, or is this kind of the one thing for year you put all your effort into?
This is the big one, but we all year long, we donate to charities. We usually have something for the Women's Crisis Center, something for breast cancer, pregnancy care center. So we just did a vehicle for one of the ladies at the pregnancy care center that was living in her vehicle. So it broke down. She didn't have any transportation, so we found a vehicle and gave it to her.
That's wonderful. And I have seen other instances where travelers have had issues, and you guys have really stepped up to help people out that are, you know, traveling somewhere, maybe headed from Washington down to California and get stuck in little old Grants Pass. And I've seen a few of the stories, so it's great. So we definitely encourage you, take advantage of this food drive, the peanut butter drive. Get some new wipers, which are really handy right now. And so let's move on to some other things since I've got you here. And
okay.
I wish that Bethany wasn't so far away. I would have arranged for her to call in because
me too.
We could have had some fun with that. But Bethany, if you listen to this later, we're thinking about you here.
We miss your face.
But mentioning Bethany makes me think I talked to Bethany a little bit about the Rotary Exchange Program, and I know you're involved in that quite a bit. You've got a couple of students living with you right now. Tell us about that.
So, yeah, I'm part of the Greater Grants Pass Rotary Club. We meet Friday morning, 7 a.m., Tap Rock, if anybody ever wants to join us. And I've been doing exchange one way or another with Rotary and other programs for about 5 years. And, of course, my daughter was an exchange student, a Rotary exchange student, her junior year in high school. So we really love the exchange program. And last year I was the president of my Rotary Club, and that was my mission, was to get us an exchange student, and I did. So we had Noah last year, and she lived with us for a little bit, and she went to Hidden Valley, which was quite the trek out there to get her to Hidden Valley. And this year we have Thiago from Brazil, and he's from my Rotary Club. And then I also have Takumi from Japan, and he's from the Thursday Rotary Club.
Okay, and he's going to school in Grants Pass, is
that
right?
He goes to Grants Pass High School, which is, you know, not as close as Rogue River, but not as far as Hidden Valley for sure.
Well, and I can attest to the fact that these are great kids that get involved in this program, because I don't know he's Japanese?
He's Japanese.
Okay, I haven't gotten to meet him, but I do know Thiago just a little bit, and I tell you, that is one popular kid.
Yes, he's Mr. Popularity, and they're both, they have to go through a training program before they become Rotary Exchange students, and then when they get here, they have Rotary Exchange weekends where they receive more training, and they get to spend more time together as a group, and there's certain rules that they have to pass, and if they don't follow those rules, they get sent home. I love the Rotary Exchange program because, especially our outgoing children, I'll tell you what, they do background checks on everybody. And I want to know that, one, the family that's taking my child has a background check done. I had to pass an FBI background check. And then they come out and do visits in the house. So Rotarians come out to my house and visit, make sure the kids are being taken care of, and see their rooms and see how they're living and ask them questions. And, you know, there's a code word if something's going on and you feel like you can't say something. It's an amazing program, and it just gives kids an opportunity to see the world. And it gives us as families an opportunity to see the world through these kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just amazing. I now have I have family all over the world.
Yeah, and I hadn't really given that a lot of thought, but that's a really good point, the fact that everybody is background checked, and there's all these kind of safeties built into the program. 'Cause I had done, when my kids were really little, we had done a couple of these short-term exchange programs where they're with you just for a few weeks. And we had had a student we'd had a girl from Japan the first time who we really, really enjoyed. And then we had a, I want to say she was, I'm forgetting now. I believe she was Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a little younger. She was a middle school age. And as we found out later, they came from a very wealthy part area. And you could tell the difference. We had gotten used to Hiromi, our Japanese student that we'd had the first time, who was very, very respectful and very... And she was older, so she was more mature. And I guess you expect that with the Japanese students, and I don't know why I say that, but I've always thought of them as a respectful kind of... I mean, they take care of their elderly much better than we do. So you just kind of think of them as nice, really genuine people.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to expect with the second one. And she was a wonderful girl, but it was a completely different experience. A middle school girl from a well-to-do family. she thought that she had the world by the tail, boy, and she wanted to run the show. And boy, it was eye-opening. But it was a fun experience, and they were both really neat kids. But I'm glad to hear that there's those checks and balances. The only kind of question I would have about that is how did you manage to get Bethany approved?
Oh yeah, she's gonna love that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, for those of you that didn't listen to the episode with Bethany on here, I was her middle school basketball coach for 1 year, and I immediately fell in love with that kid anyhow, but we've been friends since then, and Bethany is... in that situation, she was actually pretty quiet and not really super assertive. But when she's in a situation where she's comfortable, there might not be a more assertive person out there than Bethany. She will speak her mind when she feels comfortable.
I'll tell you, the exchange program really changed her. And she's out traveling on her own now. You know, she's writing a blog about traveling on her own. I mean, she can walk into a room and walk out with five friends immediately. That's just who she is. She's amazing. I know she's my daughter. Yes, I'm a little biased, but she is. She's an amazing human being.
No, and I've seen that with her, with that kind of that transformation, and also just that magnetic personality that she has. Yeah, I mean, I you can tell from Facebook that she just... Everywhere she's been, it's like, oh, I've got all these other friends. Now, there was one student. Was there an exchange student that you had stay at your house that's become a really good friend of the family? I want to say her name is Charlotte.
Char, that's my girl. Yeah,
tell me a little bit about Charlotte.
Char is, she was an exchange student through the American Discovery Program, and it was a couple of people in my church asked us to take, you know, some exchange students. We ended up with a different French exchange student, a young lady, and she spoke virtually no English whatsoever. It was just this big thing of charades, and Charlotte was with another family. Well, the other family just wasn't working for Charlotte. So the couple asked us if we would take an extra kid, and I said, sure. And they said, she speaks English. I said, even better. She can help translate. So, yeah, Charlotte stayed with us, and they traveled with us to the Bay Area to meet my mom, and we took them to Tahoe. We took them all these places, and that girl could not... She's absolutely family. She is 100% my child. Love her. Finally got to meet her parents this last summer. And now I know why she's so wonderful, because her parents are amazing.
Wow, that's great. And because I would see her popping up all over between your Facebook and Bethany's Facebook. And I'm like, who is this Charlotte person? Obviously, she's foreign, because I couldn't pronounce her last name if I had to.
It's Fischpuel. Fischpuel.
It's missing some vowels. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, she doesn't put the whole thing in there, because she doesn't want people to try and pronounce it. But she's come back 5 years now. And so, yeah, she's family.
So she's, yeah, I mean, like another daughter for you.
Absolutely.
So that's amazing. So if people do want to get involved with that, with the Rotary Exchange Program, how would they go about doing that?
So if they're interested in a child being part of their home, they can get a hold of me. They can call me at the shop. They can also call any of the Rotary clubs. Especially my Rotary Club if it's Rogue River, because that's where we'll be focusing on for next year. And if they want their child to go out, again, contact any of the Rotary Clubs or contact me, and we'll try and get them in for the interviews. So the ones for next year are already set to go out, and those interviews happen in November So that's something to put on your calendar for making sure that you're, you know, you get a hold of somebody in Rotary and apply for that ahead of time.
That's wonderful. And that it's a great thing. I know, I don't think I could twist my wife's arm into doing another exchange student, and especially a long-term one. Mm. But I can say, as even doing the two short-term ones, it's such a enriching experience for one, but it's also the same reason I enjoy coaching, the same reason I enjoy emceeing Miss Rogue River, is it's a great way to have a positive influence mm-hmm. in the lives of some young people. And I salute you for that. I mean, that's the reason I wanted you to come in. I've been trying to get you in for a while, and the peanut butter drive was finally my angle. But I'm just impressed with the things that you're involved in the community, and Rotary Exchange is a great example of that. It's been such an inspiration to me to watch what you've been doing, what Bethany's been doing. And so if you want to get involved either with your child or hosting a child, I would definitely encourage it. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I salute you for being involved in that. And we've got a little more time. I don't have my regular third segment guest. Being the last week of home basketball, Cameron usually comes in. He picks football games, but of course the football season's almost over, and I know he's going to pick the Falcons, because like about 90% of us that are going to watch mm-hmm. the Super Bowl, we're rooting against New England.
Yes, just because it's about time somebody else win the Super Bowl.
So as long as I got you here, if you can stay a little longer, we can take a break, and I'd like to ask you a little bit about, you're also a personal coach, is that right?
Yeah, I'm a Christian life coach.
And I would love to hear a little bit about that if you can stay for one more break.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break here, and when I come back, we're going to talk some more with Lisa McLeese Kelly. Don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge. The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington, saying it will no longer turn a blind eye toward belligerent actions by Iran. The Trump administration has ordered sanctions. They will be imposed on more than two dozen people and companies from the Persian Gulf to China in retaliation for Iran's recent ballistic missile test. Iran acknowledges this week's test, but insists it doesn't violate the 2015 International Nuclear Accord or a subsequent UN Security Council resolution extending an eight-year ban on ballistic missiles. Lawyers for Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman are complaining about the conditions of the high-security New York lockup where he's being held. His attorney says Guzman is locked up 23 hours a day, can't receive visits from his wife, and was even denied water. He twice escaped from Mexican prisons. Guzman has pleaded not guilty to charges of running a massive drug trafficking operation that laundered billions of dollars. This is SRN News.
You're on 94.3 The Bridge. Radio that's worth listening to.
Oh, I wish there was a way to find out what events are going on in Rogue River.
There is.
There is?
Yeah, the website for 94.3 The Bridge.
They have Rogue River events on their website?
Yeah, for Gold Hill, Weimar, and Grants Pass, too. You can even submit your own event for everyone in town to see. And if it's on the website, they automatically talk about it on the radio, too.
That's awesome. What's the address to this site?
It's 943thebridge.com.
N-I-N.
No. Just type the numbers. 943thebridge.com.
Oh, 943thebridge.com. Hey, look, they have the latest local news on there, too.
They have everything on there. 943thebridge.com.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Dennis Crowley. The Trump administration is revising recent U.S. sanctions that prevented American companies from exporting some electronic equipment to Russia. It is also modifying on Iran, expanding a list of medical equipment that needs federal authorization to be sold to Iranian customers. Facebook blew past Wall Street's expectations yet again with its quarterly earnings report, despite some concerns that its ad load, or number of advertisements it can show users without clogging up their feed, has reached its limit. Facebook is reporting fourth quarter earnings of $3.56 billion, up sharply from $1.56 billion in the same period a year earlier. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 6 points with business.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk, and continuing with me in the studio is Lisa McLeese-Kelly, and before we get back to some of the other things that she's involved with, I want to quickly get the sports schedule, because sometimes I forget. We're not going to do the Rogue Talk mascots not joining us today, and we won't do any picks this week. The football season, of course, the college season has been over for some time, and Super Bowl is this weekend, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say, like about 90% of the population, he's going to pick the Atlanta Falcons to win. Not necessarily because he thinks they'll win, although he probably does think they'll win, but because we're all rooting against New England, let's be honest. And so if you're a New England fan, we apologize, but I'm going out on a line on that. And if we picked Warrior games, well, we know what Lisa and I are going to pick. We're big Warrior fans. In fact, I believe Bethany, before she left the country the last time, went to a Warrior game. Was that right, Lisa?
We did, yeah. We were able to find tickets really inexpensive that day and go to one. It was awesome.
You know, it's funny. I was looking at tickets the other day, and it was actually cheaper to find tickets for one of the Warrior games in Oakland than it was for the Warrior Blazer game in Portland. At least quality of tickets. You could get some lousy seats cheap, but the decent seats were actually cheaper in Oakland. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Of course, last time I went to the game, I went to in Portland and watched the Warriors get blown out. And it was like, that was last year when they barely lost a game the whole season.
Right.
But it was that first game after the All-Star break.
Oh.
And they just were not there to play, and they got ran over. And So I'm just bringing up the schedule here for the Chieftain team so I don't forget to cover this. Of course, they play tonight, senior night. The girls, this will be against Cascade Christian.
Yep.
I got to keep my private schools straight. I made the mistake doing a game on air. I was at Cascade, and the first time I said the name of the team, I said the St. Mary's team instead of the, and I'm like, oh, sorry, I got the wrong Christian Crusaders here. I got the Challengers instead of the Crusaders, or vice versa. So let me get back to my schedule here now that I've embarrassed myself. So tonight, the girls play at 6. The boys will play at 7:30. The last I heard, we will be doing the senior night things before the girls game, but that's subject to change because I never got a second confirmation on that. We were going to try and cover the ceremony on air tonight, but that did not work out. We may try and do that in future years, but this year maybe I'll see if I can drag someone over for an interview. In fact, maybe Tiago would like to get on the microphone.
Yeah.
And then the Chieftain teams will finish the season next week, and we'll talk about the game at the end of the week on next week's show. But on Tuesday, they will travel to Lakeview, and those games will be 5:30 for the girls and 7 for the boys. And I'm happy that the games are a little bit earlier when we're heading to Lakeview on a Tuesday night. But nonetheless, we still don't get back until the wee hours of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not one of my favorite trips, driving all the way to Lakeview. But I do enjoy covering the sports, so it's a lot of fun. And I hope Chi gets a little more varsity time. I love seeing him in those varsity games.
I think he will. Yeah.
So that's what's going on there. Unfortunately, I will see if I can find it while we're talking here. I don't have the next meet for the wrestlers, but I'll see if I can find that. But the other thing I wanted to talk with Lisa about was, she is a personal coach, and I don't know a whole lot about it. I did like her page on Facebook, so I could follow what she was doing, because it is something that interests me, but I don't know a lot about it. So tell me about what you do with Coach Lisa MK.
So my business is I'm a Christian life coach. And so life coaching is a little bit different than therapy, whereas it's positive psychology. We move forward. It's all about forward movement and figuring out really what God's plans for your life are, what God's plan for your business is. And that's basically how I help people, is to help them, especially as a Christian coach, bring the Holy Spirit into our conversations and what's God saying to you? I ask the questions, and I hope that they're being prompted by the Holy Spirit to hear what he has to say to them.
Yeah, and I like that approach. It's easy to take a, I'm not sure if this would be the right way to phrase it, but a more secular approach to that kind of work. But as a Christian, and of course I know you to be a Christian, it would feel like you're leaving a big piece of the puzzle out if you didn't come at it from a Christian point of view. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. And for the longest time, I didn't call myself a Christian coach. And I did take, you know, everybody. I had Buddhist and New Age, and they were all great people, and I really respected them and their opinion. But I did feel like I was leaving something out. You know, when you get my package and there's lots of pages you have to go through to sign off to make sure that we're, you know, a good fit, it does say I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. And I will pray for you before the phone call. I don't have to pray with you during the phone call, but if you would like me to, then I will. And some people, you know, were like, okay, don't bring any of that Jesus stuff to the phone call. And that's their prerogative. But for me, who I am is based on him. Everything that I do is based on my relationship with Jesus. And if I can't help people with that relationship, I'm just not feeling like I'm doing something that he really has for me, his plan for me.
Yeah, and I completely respect that. And I've, you know, my Christian journey started with my youth growing up in the Mormon church, and I haven't attended a Mormon church in probably close to 30 years. Mm-hmm. But it gave me a Christian foundation that made me want to look more into what Christianity was really about and what it meant in my life. And since I've started working for the station, of course, I've listened to more of the programming here, and we're a Christian station, and we lean a little more toward the Lutheran faith, and I'm not Lutheran, but it's made me realize how important it is to bring your faith into what you do. Because like you said, without Jesus, we really have nothing.
Right.
But another thing, and we were talking a little bit off air, and something that frustrates me, and I've commented about it a little bit, like with Facebook postings and whatever, is you get certain people, and this doesn't apply just to Christians. This applies to everybody that thinks they know something.
Absolutely.
You get people that immediately think that because they have this knowledge or they have this belief, that they're immediately better than someone. And I think one of the postings that I had made, basically I was saying that if you've accepted Jesus in your life, it doesn't make you better. It's actually admitting that you're not better.
Right.
Because we admit that we're all sinners. And so in that spirit, you were telling me about what your next outreach is going to be, and it may, and you prefaced it a little bit because you wanted to know if it would be controversial or too controversial, but from my perspective, I actually think it's exactly the way a Christian should be, because we're not here to judge other people's sin. That's God's job. We're here to live the way he would want us to. And so tell me about this outreach that is your next project that you're working on.
Yeah, well, God's really laid it on my heart the last 2 years to start helping post-abortive women, so women who have abortions in their past. And it's because I have abortions in my past. So I went through a Bible study at the Pregnancy Care Center in Grants Pass, which is a great place to be if anybody out there is thinking about this. And, you know, 1 in 3 women in the U.S. have had abortions. 40% of them are claimed to be Christians. That means, what is it, 1 out of 7, 1 out of 10 sitting in the church pews have had abortions. And a lot of them are listening to the lies that Satan feeds them every day about how God will never forgive them, that the Christian church will never forgive them. And, you know, that could be that somebody who claims to be a Christian may not forgive them, but that's not who Jesus is. And accepting that forgiveness and accepting that grace and then moving on from your life after that to see what he has in store for you is the greatest gift I could ever participate in with Jesus. And that's why I'm doing it. You know, it's not an easy thing for me to talk about. It's not an easy thing for me to admit. You know, when he put it on my heart, I'm like, really? Are you serious? This is not really what I had in mind.
Yeah, but it's funny that he works that way, though. He challenges us to look a little deeper inside of ourselves, and I think it's a wonderful thing. And before, and I can hear it now. I can hear the people that are going, why would you want to choose that as a ministry? Why would you want to participate in that? And my question would be, why not? Again, I'm not an expert on the Lutheran faith, but I do listen to the station quite a bit. And one of the things they like to stress in the Lutheran faith is that all sins are equal.
Right.
In God's eyes, all sins are equal. So why would you be angry that someone wants to help people that have had abortions? That's the opposite of what God would want from us.
Right.
We accept that we're all sinners. And when you accept that, it doesn't make when you accept Jesus and you accept that we're all sinners, and I know this show's not normally religious, but I'm more than happy to share my beliefs, and I'm not forcing my beliefs on anybody, but I'm more than happy to let people know how I feel. And most Christians are against abortion, but that doesn't mean that someone who's had an abortion or even participated in abortions is not unredeemable.
Right.
We don't get to decide, you know, again, we're told that all sins are equal in God's eyes. And I think the Lutherans would tell you that you sin all the time, every day.
Absolutely.
Because we're told that thou shalt not kill. But Jesus also said that if you think badly, I'm paraphrasing, I'm not a Bible scholar by any means, but if you're upset with your brother, you're breaking that commandment.
Right.
So, again, I don't think we're stepping out of bounds here for, and again, this is not a Lutheran station per se. We have some secular programming and we want it here. It is mainly a Christian station, but I don't even think we're outside of the views of the main church that is affiliated with the station. So is this something you're just starting out doing?
It is. Yeah. So I'm currently writing a curriculum for it. And we'll be taking clients probably after March 1st, I'll be taking clients on for that. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to help women and then maybe later men, because I've talked to a lot of men who've said, yeah, I've participated in that and I've never really gotten over it. And just accepting that forgiveness. And that's the big thing is that, you know, as long as you're a Christian, he's already forgiven you. It's the accepting of that forgiveness, the accepting of that grace that's really difficult for people because they don't feel like they deserve it. And for me, the breakthrough was, who am I to deny my true King that forgiveness that he's been offering me and I've been refusing to take? And that was it was like the biggest weight had been lifted off. One, when I could accept that forgiveness, and two, when I could stop pretending to be somebody I wasn't. And one thing that Bethany said to me one time was, she said, Mom, you're practically perfect. And it's hard to kind of live up to that.
Yeah, I could imagine.
And I'll tell you, it just broke my heart. And it was nice to be able to say, honey, let me tell you, I'm not perfect. And I hope that you can forgive me for what I've done in my past. And I have the best kids in the world.
Yeah.
You know, they're supporting and they're loving. And I had a conversation with each of them and said, this is what God wants me to do. And it could affect you. It could affect our business. It could affect a lot of things. But I need to be obedient. And I need to help those men and women who are sitting there in shame move forward in God's grace.
Yeah. Well, I salute you for that. And I hope that it's very successful for you. And I feel a bit of kinship with you, because when we really look inside and we accept the fact that we're flawed and that, you know, we've struggled, it takes a lot to accept that and to move on. So thanks for joining me here. And I hope you'll come back.
You've been listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3
The Bridge. If you can hear me over the announcer, I always forget how to turn him down. But everybody be good to one another, because Rogue Talk is
94.3 The Bridge.
Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.